This is Dave Jones for HeartlandMotorsports.com. We're at the Lee County Speedway Awards Banquet. We're with the Hobby Stock Champion for 2011 at the Lee County Speedway, Dan Winning from Burlington. Dan, thanks for talking with us.
Hey, I appreciate everything you guys do for racing.
Dan, a great season in the Hobby Stock class. 14-point starts. You only had one win, but, man, 11 top fives. And I'll tell you, in that Hobby Stock class, starting back there and getting to that, getting the top five is tough. I'll bet you there had to have been some nights you didn't think you were going to get a top five that you did.
Well, we from the beginning, we started ninth or tenth most of the year. And, you know, there's some fast racers in that class. And it was, you know, my pit crew and the guys in helping me really helped me stay on the track. A few nights we had flat right rear, flat tire, whatever, get right back out there and, you know, and get back to that top five. So, yeah, it was we had the most fun I think we've had in a long time, you know, this year.
What's tough about starting way back like that is sometimes the best part of the track everybody's on, so it's not like you can take that part because it's too hard to get through them. So sometimes you got to go where you really don't want to go.
Well, it's definitely different, you know, and there we had a lot of diversity between first and tenth down there. So the first place and second place, third place guy could be extremely slow. And that makes an interesting first two couple corners, you know. So, we were lucky to finish as well as we did night in and night out. I'll give you that.
Won the championship by 19 points over Dane Fenton. It was a good battle.
Yeah, and the battle really wasn't with me and Dane all year long. It was me and Ray Raker. Ray Raker and I, from about the fifth night, we had a pretty good lead. And I told Ray, I said, buddy, it's going to come down to you and me the last couple nights, and we're going to race it out. You know, unfortunately, Ray got claimed, and he didn't get it. You know, he didn't get a finish the last night out. And I would have loved for him to have been there. But that was the race all year. It was me and Ray. And then how fast Jake was coming back, you know, because Jake was coming flying back. Because he was in seventh, eighth, ninth for a long time because he broke, you know. But, yeah, it was a fun year, definitely was.
How many track championships is this for you?
This is just two. I've come close a couple times at Burlington. Haven't won at Burlington yet, and I really would like to before I quit. I'm going to give it one more shot this next year, and then we'll see after that. So,
well, one thing's for sure, your driving style, you seem to be able to know when to put the hammer down, know when to be careful. It seems like you've got a championship style of driving.
Well, maybe not a feature win style of driving.
That isn't what it takes a lot of times to win that championship, that's for sure.
Exactly right. The other year that I won a championship, I didn't win any features at Lee County and won four at Burlington and didn't, and, you know, was I think I was third at Burlington that year. But you've got to be consistent to win that track championship. And that's where that home preparation and, you know, working on that car and then having good guys at the track with you really, really comes into play.
And I'm sure sometimes it's pretty tough there on the start of the race when maybe you are the fastest car in the field and you got to be careful not to get yourself in trouble.
Absolutely. I mean, there's times when I found myself in 14th position coming off the first lap because you want to make sure you come out with all four tires underneath you, mm-hmm. you know.
What do you think about the hobby stock changes for next year?
It kind of rules us racing down there with the cars that we have. So it kind of fits into my plans overall because we're racing 22 nights at Burlington, and we are our shop's a mile and a half from the Burlington track. So, you know, and we're still going to have a family motors night at Lee County. I wish them all the best. And who knows where we'll be later, you know, in the coming years with Jake. But for this year, I'm just going to race Burlington, race Saturday night, make my wife happy. So,
who'd you have helping you as far as pit crew this year?
Of course, both of my boys, Jake Winnig, Isaiah Winnig, Chris Fenton, Nick Fenton. In my speech tonight, I forgot a big part. The night we rolled at Burlington on a Saturday night, this year and ruined the car. That was the 4th of July week. We took the 4th of July off, did family things, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, built a brand new car with a brand new chassis and ran second with it on Friday night. So.
Wow, and I'll tell you what, with a hobby stock car, that's doing a lot of work. It's not like it's a late model. That's a lot of work.
Yep. Yeah, and I tell you, my buddy Keith Duffy stepped up, and he was there every hour we worked on that car. Thursday night at, I think, about 10:30, we had painted it. He went home and cut the decals for the numbers, and Friday at we pulled it off the trailer at Lee County. We were still bleeding the brakes. And, you know, we came out the box, ran second, and kept us right in there.
It's guys like that that are standing there in the pits watching you have a good run, and people don't always know that if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be there.
That's absolutely true. You know, it's what happens behind the scenes a lot of times is what really contributes to what happens for the year, you know. So, yeah, we've really – You know, like Jake there at the end of the year, Keith let Jake run his car, and he won with it. You know, I mean, there was another perfect example. Ryan Cook loaned Jake a motor when he'd blown three of them up and kept us going. So, you know, there's a racing community that a lot of times it steps up behind you, and it's really interesting to see how that works out.
I know with you tonight, I mentioned your sponsors. Family Motors was an awful big part of the team.
Yeah, Family Motors, and for next year, Doug Fenton, Fenton's Pawn Shop, and the roofing company is going to be a major sponsor for us next year, and I should have mentioned that tonight too. Doug's been a racer, and I've raced with him, and he likes what we're doing. He's still a racer at heart, and he wants to be there. So,
Dan Winning, thanks for talking with us on HeartlandMotorsports.com, and congratulations on the Hobby Stock Track Championship at the Lee County Speedway.
Thanks a lot. I really enjoyed the heck out of this year. To get a championship on top of having all the fun, you know, that's just an added bonus. So
that's exactly right. Dan, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks.